Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm Terrence Epke, and I'd like to welcome everyone to Terrence Talks Travel Uber Adventures. Today I have the privilege of interviewing Judy Poliva, which she is with Friendly Planet Travel. Friendly Planet Travel has been in business for 33 years. The company has grown from a staff of three with a handful of trips to dozens of employees and lots of trips. Judy, do you know off the top of your head how many trips Friendly Planet currently offers?
Oh, well over 100.
Wow, that's impressive. I got to tell you, after researching Friendly Planet, I was so impressed with your itineraries. I can tell that you put some serious consideration into putting each trip together. As noticed, everything seems to be first rate, the best hotels, the best restaurants, the best activities. And so I'm very excited today because I want to talk to you about one of your trips, which happens to be to one of my favorite places, South Africa. And yeah. I think we're talking to the best possible person because if no one's aware from your accent that you are from South Africa. So Friendly Planet offers, yes, Friendly Planet offers a best of South Africa trip that I think is spectacular. It's a 13-day itinerary that departs, I believe, from D.C. or New York, and it includes your tour guide, transfers, flights, meals, deluxe lodging, and a lot of activities, including something called Elephant Whispers. So I wonder if you can tell us about what this is.
Well, the Elephant Whispers is one of these very special places to visit that we carefully chose. It's near Hazyview, not far from the Kruger Park. It's a place where some orphaned elephants are cared for. And they are used to help educate tourists, local people, school children alike about elephants and elephant conservation. So it's really one of these very special places that we were very happy to be able to include here for everybody to have a chance to be up close and very personal with these great, wonderful creatures.
Now, do you pet them, ride them? What is it you do when you're...
Part of the encounter that is included is interacting with the elephants, so it's really up to the elephants, but generally they let our guests pet them, if you will. They touch them, they'll feel them with their trunks a little bit. They have young ones and older ones, and then as an optional, you can choose to ride an elephant. So we do sell that separately because not everybody wants to do that, and there is additional expense involved. But if you choose not to ride the elephant, you just stay with them in the enclosure and enjoy the few hours that you have in that facility.
Yeah, that would be a rare opportunity to get that close to an elephant.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, I think the reason I think that this trip, the best of South Africa, is so great is because it hits most of the highlights. You go to Cape Town, Kruger, Johannesburg, all the things you should do, but you also, I notice, allow some free time, and you offer a lot of optional excursions so that travelers can take part in shaping the trip to make it more personalized so it's the best experience for them. So, and I wanted to ask you, I see of all these optional activities that you have, you've got Victoria Falls, you've got the Garden Route, you've got the Cape Winelands, you've got the Walk to Freedom. So these are all great things. And maybe you can start by explaining to everyone what the Walk to Freedom is. I haven't heard of that.
This is in Cape Town. I don't have that right in front of me now, I'm sorry. But Cape Town, you have the possibility of visiting Robben Island, where Nelson Mandela was imprisoned for many years. And this is part of what they call the Walk to Freedom. So it's an optional tour that is sold locally, but we can also help pre-arrange this for guests who choose. It's a very interesting visit, I must say. You ride out on a ferry to Robben Island, and on the island itself, there are guides who take you around who are former political prisoners. So that's very interesting. But in Cape Town, we also offer other optional excursions in the free time, like to go to the Winelands, visit a winery, Or, as you said, we allow enough time for everybody to enjoy the wonderful destination that Cape Town is, or just be busy every 5 seconds. So one option would be to, you know, do this full-day walk to freedom where you see the island in its very stark beauty and see what the local townships are like in Cape Town today. So it's quite an experience, and a lot of our guests do opt to take this.
You really can't go wrong with any of these things that you're offering here. The garden route is a spectacular thing to do, and the Cape Winelands, if you want to see a different, most people think safari, but if you want to see a different side, I feel like we probably should point out Victoria Falls is the only extension you're offering that's not actually in South Africa.
Correct. The Victoria Falls is a fantastic waterfall, one of the largest in the world, that is located on the border between Zimbabwe and Zambia. This extension takes our guests, we're on a short flight from Johannesburg to the Zimbabwean side of the falls. We stay at a very lovely hotel, like all our other hotels are just lovely. And we include a visit of the falls and a boat cruise on the Zambezi River. And then there's a little bit, as you said before, we always have a little bit of free time. So we have a free day where our guests can choose to either relax and enjoy the sight and sounds of the falls and the little town, or they can take a full-day excursion into Chobe National Park, which is actually just across the border in Botswana. So
which
it's a very exciting experience.
Now, tell everyone, though, it's a bit more involved, though, isn't it, as far as getting there with visas, and there's some health issues with that, right?
No,
visas are malaria area.
Visas are obtainable on arrival, so visas are not an issue. The malaria areas are in South Africa, in the area around the Kruger Park, and we encourage our guests to see their physicians. There are very easy medications to take that protect everybody. You know, these are areas that thousands of visitors are in every day, and perfectly.
Now, do they need a yellow fever? I know they don't need yellow fever certificate to go into South Africa, but to go over to Victoria Falls, would they need the certificate for that?
No, they don't need the certificate to visit the Zimbabwean side of the Victoria Falls. Should they decide to cross the border into Zambia, to the Zambian side of the falls, to re-enter South Africa, you need a yellow fever. But as long as you stay within Zimbabwe, it's not required.
Okay, great. I was wondering, can participants add days or stopovers at the end of your trip? Like, say they wanted to spend a couple extra days in Cape Town or Johannesburg? Or...
Yes, we would be more than happy to help our passengers with a late staying on longer in South Africa and to go to either just stay in Cape Town or Johannesburg or some other part of South Africa. We can certainly always help them with that.
And I'm assuming if they want it to do, your package includes air from D.C. or New York. If they want it to arrange their own air or maybe upgrade to first class or fly out of a different gateway city, is that possible or not with this particular package? Or
We do help as much as we can. We have a set of block seats that on South African Airways from New York and from Washington, D.C., so we're not offering exactly, another gateway, as you mentioned. However, if we do have passengers who want to connect to these flights, we can help them with that. So if they were living somewhere else, not in New York or Washington, we can assist them to purchase their tickets from their hometown to line up with the flights. And if they want to extend their trip, then we're happy to change the dates of the flights for them.
So pretty much if anybody needs any assistance, has any special requests, has any issues, they can just contact you and just you will do everything you can to
absolutely help. We have a great team who in our call centers who are knowledgeable and very helpful, and they will do whatever they can to help our guests have a truly memorable experience from the minute they are on the phone until they come home from their trip.
Now, I will tell you, I noticed that you're using South African Airways as your carrier, and just to throw in my two cents, I love South African Airways. There are a lot of carriers that fly in and out of South Africa, but I think the best is South African Airways. I love that airline. So I can tell somebody has done their research again by selecting, and I think they've been voted number one as well for several
years.
Yes,
they have been many years in a row.
Yeah, yeah. And so another thing I really liked about your itinerary is that you go into, I believe it's a private game reserve in the Limpopo province. And I think this is exciting because this area, if I'm not mistaken, hasn't seen a lot of tourism until recently. I think most of the companies tend to stick to Kruger or a couple of the bigger game reserves around Kruger.
Well, what we have here is on our longer tour, the Best of South Africa, we include a visit to a private game reserve which is called Shaduli in the Karongwe Game Reserve, and also a visit to the Kruger National Park. And in this way, we are giving our guests on this longer tour the best of both worlds. They have the experience of a private game reserve where you travel on dirt roads. It's a different experience. And then also visiting one of the largest game reserves in the world, the Kruger National Park. So this tour really includes the best of both.
It does. I think it's important to point this out for people because everyone hears Kruger, Kruger, Kruger. And Kruger is big. It's wonderful, and it's definitely an experience you need to have. I believe it's the size of New Jersey, I've been told. But also, because the private game reserves do offer a whole different experience, that's what I like, is that you're giving both, you're showing both sides of things there by doing that and going into a different area. So I think that's a wonderful thing. And speaking of the safaris, let's talk a minute about that for those who aren't familiar with safaris. I've heard from a lot of people who are surprised when I've shown them pictures when I've come back, because they're assuming that these lodges are like little camps. They're rather primitive or rustic and all, but they're far from that, as you know. They offer a lot of amenities. So maybe you could talk a bit about these amenities and what safari participants can expect, at least in regards to this trip.
Well, the private game reserve, the Karongwe private game reserve, where we're using some of their properties, Shaduli or Chisimo, these are really luxury camps. The furnishings are superb. They are second to none. They are comfortable, and you're right in the bush. From your room, you see the bush. You can hear the animals in the bush. So you are right in the thick of things. You don't have to drive 25 minutes to see any game because you are in the game reserve. And you can hear the lions or any other creature during the night not far away from your accommodations, which are, as we said, you know, really beautifully and comfortable. You get up really early in the morning. You have some tea and coffee and a rusk, which is a traditional South African hard biscuit, and off you go on your game drive. In the afternoon, we take you out on a bush walk. So you're not only driving around in the morning at daybreak and then to see the animals. In the afternoon, we take you out on foot, where you go with your ranger and you learn about the footprints and the bush and the trees and the shrubs and what the animals do, and you might even see some of them, and it's just amazing.
And I should point out, I guess, that people may not realize this, but in other areas of Africa, you can't do a bushwalk. You're confined to a vehicle, so this is a pretty unique experience.
Correct. And in the Kruger Park, you're not allowed to do bushwalks either. So there you are confined to your vehicle, open vehicles, true, but it's a different experience.
It really. And I know it's these amenities, people may not realize, but a lot of these lodges actually have spas even, gift shops. They've got, you know, pools, swimming pools, various things like that, depending on where you
Absolutely.
Go.
Absolutely.
So it's a bit of pampering.
It is quite a bit of pampering. That is true. And pampering out in the bush is the best kind of pampering.
It is. I tell you, I've never met friendlier, more helpful people than the staff at these game reserves, these lodges. They anticipate and cater to you and just really want you to leave having had a wonderful experience. Don't you think?
True. It's true. For them, I don't think it's just a job. I think this is truly a life's calling where they want to care for the guests and make sure that they love Africa the way they love Africa.
Yeah. And now one more thing I wanted to talk about in the optional things that you offered here. You have an optional farewell dinner at the Gold Restaurant in Cape Town, which includes a 14-course meal. 14 courses. I had to read this twice, Judy, to make sure I was reading it correctly. that's a lot of food. So tell me, is this Cape Malay cuisine, or is this a fusion of cuisines like African and continental and so forth?
That dinner is it's a variety of everything. It's kind of like if you think of a tasting menu where you get lots of little things to taste, and it's of all the different kinds of food that you can find in South Africa, all the different influences over the last several hundred years of development of South African cuisine. And I have to say, it's a very exciting cuisine today in South Africa. You can find everything, and there are some well-known restaurants all over the world, including this one.
You know, this is a good point you bring up, because a lot of people don't realize this, but some of the best food I've ever had is from South Africa, and a lot of people might not think on safari like that they're going to have that kind, but especially in Cape Town, there are so many wonderful restaurants. But this one just kind of stands out and makes me think that this isn't really just a good meal. This is more like an event, would you say?
Yes, you could absolutely describe it like that.
Okay. Well, so Judy, tell me, what's your favorite part of this trip, this Best of South Africa trip? What's your favorite?
You know, Terrence, that is just so amazing, because if on any given day you would say, was this your favorite thing? And you would have to say, yes, that was my most favorite thing. So it's hard to pinpoint one. What I can say is the combination of spending time in Cape Town by the sea, in one of the most beautiful cities in the world, with a phenomenal backdrop of mountains and clouds, and the nature in the Cape area, which is unique to the Cape in the world, seeing the penguins in South Africa near Simonstown, going to the game reserve, all of this is, how can you choose one favorite part? The whole thing is your favorite trip.
That's what I think. I think this is just a wonderful thing. And I think that there's so many places in Africa that are safari destinations, first and foremost. But in South Africa, this is the place where there's so much more than that. And you've touched on that when you were talking about Cape Town and Robben Island and the penguins and Boulder Beach and all. There's just so much. I know when I just got back recently and I'd spent a week in Cape Town, and I just didn't feel like that was nearly enough time. So if you don't have unlimited time to spend, I think that this Best of South Africa trip is the best thing to do to hit all the highlights.
Absolutely.
So that you can have, yeah. Now, is there anything else that you'd like to share today, especially about this trip, or anything you wanted to tell people about South Africa or about safari or this trip before we close the show?
Well, one thing that we didn't touch yet on is in our visit to Johannesburg, I did want to mention that we do include a visit to the Apartheid Museum, which is a relatively new museum, very moving. I was there myself just a year ago, and it's an amazing experience, and it really pulls together the entire history of South Africa. You know, from its inception as a colonial outpost until today. And we're very happy that we are able to include a visit like this, really an important place and a very moving place to visit for any visitor.
Yeah, I really didn't touch much on Johannesburg, so that's a good point to mention, and I'm sure you hit all the other Because there's a lot in Johannesburg as well, and I didn't know if you wanted to speak to that.
Well, Johannesburg is, you know, one of these bustling, crazy, wonderful, fantastic, very modern cities. It's really bustling. We stay in a very beautiful part of the city in Sandton, at a very, as always with our, the rest of our properties, quite comfortable, beautiful grounds, beautiful swimming pool, shopping next door, lovely restaurants, fabulous bar. And then we do allow a little bit of free time for this wonderful shopping, because when you go with your U.S. dollars, you definitely can do a lot of shopping. And and then we include a visit to Soweto and to the museum, as I mentioned. And then we are also going to include, time permitting, a visit to a children's home that's been in existence for many years. And during hard times was some of the only places where these children at risk had to take shelter. So we're very proud to be able to include a visit to a place like that, which today is doing quite well and really providing excellent service within their community.
You know, this is just, I mean, everything you say about this trip is just has so many special, wonderful, once-in-a-lifetime experiences that I've just gotten back from spending a month there, and you make me want to go back already. so I hope that this is, because anybody can read, you know, the purpose of this show is to enlighten people about places and experiences that you might not be familiar about, and anybody can read an itinerary, but that really doesn't do it justice. And so I just really wanted to thank you again for taking the time to share all this wonderful information with us. And I know it's also on your website, which is www.friendlyplanet.com. And also, I think this is wonderful, on your site, if people are interested, there's all kinds of great information regarding visas, travel insurance, packing tips. I think you even have some videos on your
site. Yes, we do. We have a lot of videos, we have a lot of travel tips, we have a lot of information about South Africa and all our destinations. It's something that we really try to do to help prepare our guests and our friends who travel with us in the best way possible, so that they just need to sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Perfect. So I recommend folks go to www.friendlyplanet.com and check all this information out. Their phone number is on there, very prominently displayed. If you have any questions, as you can tell from my conversation with Judy, they're very knowledgeable and they're very competent, and they want to help you arrange the trip and have a wonderful experience. And the site is very user-friendly, so I highly recommend you do that. I'd just like to end here by talking. I have a little quote for you here, and it's from Dr. Seuss. You're off to great places. Today is your day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way. So thanks for tuning in today, and stay tuned. I'll be back soon with another episode of Terrence Talks Travel Uber Adventures.